Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so excited to be coming your way again this morning, and I believe you had a wonderful sleep. Well, I have some few things to share with you from the Bible, and I want us to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 1. He says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Says he's writing those to those who have obtained like precious faith. So we have the same faith as he had, as Peter had. Hallelujah. God does not give one person a certain kind of faith and gives to another person another kind of faith. When you read in Romans chapter 12 verse 30, he says that he has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we all have the same measure of faith. You see, and that measure of faith is called the like precious faith. So you see, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith, with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. You see, he's talking about you and I. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So the more of the knowledge of God you receive, and the more of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ you receive, the more grace and the more peace you enjoy. It says, grace and peace is multiplied. May it be multiplied unto you. How? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So I know that as you are listening to this, you are increasing your knowledge of God and increasing your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you can't but walk in grace and you can't but walk in peace, because grace and peace is being multiplied to you as you listen right now. Then verse 3 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. He says, God's divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So you have all things that pertain to life and godliness. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 10, it says that you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and powers. Meaning that there's nothing outside that is supposed to be inside you, and there's nothing inside you that is supposed to be outside. He has given everything that you require for life and godliness, and he has given it to you. Hallelujah. Is that not wonderful to hear? He says, according as the divine power, verse 3, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Hallelujah. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory, we have been called to glory and virtue. I'm called to glory and virtue. Brothers and sisters, you are called to glory and virtue. Well, today I want to share with you concerning participants in the divine life. Participants in the divine life. And that is found in verse 4 of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. You see, that is what we've been reading already. But in verse 4 he says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Then he says that by these promises ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. And he says that by these promises ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we are participators in the divine nature. We are not spectators in the divine nature. And that divine nature is the nature of God. That divine nature is eternal life. Because you and I have received eternal life. You know, when you read in John 3:16, it says that for God so loved the world. God didn't love the world of trees or the world of animals. He loved the world full of human beings. For God so loved the world, that is why he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. You see, so when you believe, you become a possessor of everlasting life. And that everlasting life is the divine nature of God, which has been imparted to you and I, which has been brought into you and I. So the life of God is working in us. We are participators, partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. And because we are participators of the divine nature, he says we've escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, the more you pay attention to the divine life of God that is inside you, the more you escape the corruption that is in this world through lust. Hallelujah. You are a participator of the divine life. Go around saying to yourself that the life of God is working in me. I have the life of God working in me. The divine life of God, that same life that God has in him is working inside me. And that life is causing me to think the way I ought to think. It's causing me to talk the way I ought to talk. It's moving me to behave the way I ought to behave in the name of the Lord Jesus. I see you moving with glory, moving with grace, moving with power, because the divine life is inside you and you're a participator, a participant in that divine life. I love you so much. God bless you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.